Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, a lot of people want to talk about Jeff here today. For those of you who missed the call, do I have to call people D-weeds?
No.
Go to the podcast arena?
No, you don't have to.
D-weeds? No, I'm not going to say that. So Jeff, a Mormon guy, called in from Utah,
fan.
A jazz fan.
Yeah,
I'm assuming he was Mormon, right?
I don't know.
We never.
He thought you were,
but he said ugly things to us. He said,
he tried to trash talk. It wasn't great. You can tell he doesn't go to games.
No, he doesn't go to the games because, yeah, that's what I said. I said, dude, you don't have any tickets. No, I watch on TV and I can see traveling or something. I don't know. Anyway, everybody wants to talk about Jeff. If you missed the call, hurry to – is it up yet, though?
Taylor's our intern's pulling it. It's not up yet, but it will be shortly.
It will be soon.
My God.
You have got to hear this call.
Dell, we got a new Z-Dog, I think.
What?
Yep. Oh, yeah. Z-Dog. Can you get Z-Dog's newest Rockets getting swept? Although they've already won game one. But.
All right. Let's get Brian in here. He wants to talk about something else, and then we'll get to the Jeff calls. Brian, how are you?
Doing good, man. How about you?
Good, man.
Doing good.
Hey, I got a question for Lance.
Yeah.
Lance gave up this year's first, last year's first, and a fifth for Davenport. You're the expert. Can you just give me some details on how long you think he's going to live up to that kind of hype? I know that kind of first round you give up, you expect it to be year one. But
I'll be honest with you. I thought I was shocked at that. Like, I had heard the Saints. I talked to a few teams that said the Saints were trying to trade up before the draft. So I knew they were trying to trade up. I didn't know what for. I didn't think it was quarterback. I guess on NFL Network they were speculating it was for.
Well, why else would
Lamar
you trade
Jackson?
Another one?
Because I heard they were looking maybe for a linebacker, and I was like, that's
a
lot.
Why would you trade two ones for a linebacker? But here's the deal. Lance, I heard R.J. Bell on with the Blitz, and R.J. said, you guys are looking at this different. What if the Saints' window is so tight? Whenever you're going to go for it in baseball – mostly in baseball, the trade deadline, you have to give up a lot to go get that title. So he's saying, you guys are looking at it like this is a long-term thing. It's not. This is a short-term thing. They need a pass rusher now. They think their window with Drew Brees is closing. They have got to do it now. So they don't care about next year's number one pick. They're going for it this year.
I understand that, but, teams aren't built that way. This isn't Major League Baseball. You still have to – there's still a finite value, and he's not a go-for-it-now player. You want to tell me you're going for it now by going and adding Roquan Smith? All right, that's fine. Tremaine Edmonds, that's fine. But Marcus Davenport? I mean, Marcus Davenport right now still has – you know, it's funny. If you start off watching the Baylor game, you would think Marcus Davenport is the best player in the draft. I mean, he slaughters Baylor. Then you watch the Southern Miss game, and you're like, ooh, who's this Southern Miss tackle giving Marcus Davenport work? I mean, it's just – he has flashes, and he's got a chance to be pretty good, but he's still in the development stage. And I just don't see why you give – like, if you're trying to win now, you don't draft Marcus Davenport. That's why that doesn't make sense to me. I think he's got talent, but you gave up a future first for a guy that you hope develops into a dominant player. Now, obviously, they have him projected as a dominant player, or you would not have given up a – because you're right. What they traded was the equivalent of trading for a quarterback.
Yeah.
That's what they traded.
That's what the Texans traded for Deshaun.
Yeah, and – although, yeah, it is similar. Actually, it's very similar. But they traded up for, I mean, that's including trading to the 12th spot you know, the Texans weren't at 27, but they traded to 12. The Saints traded to 14. I mean, that's just a lot to give up for Marcus Davenport. Marcus Davenport, who I think they're going to have to, you know, they're going to have to develop, and it's going to take a little while. Now, I'm not saying that's a bad pick to add Marcus Davenport. I just thought you gave up a lot for him when you are in the midst of a small window. I would go the opposite way. You got a small window. You could have added, you know, you could have moved up and got a more of an impact player now. You could have looked for another corner. You could have gone and targeted Derwin James at safety if you wanted to, who I think is better than who they've got. You could have targeted a pass-catching tight end and made their offense that much better. Because who's their tight end right now?
You could have stayed back and done that.
Maybe. You couldn't have got 27. You wouldn't have gotten Hayden Hurst. But when they went all the way to 14, I'm like, well, this isn't Hayden Hurst. This is too early for Hayden Hurst. Of course, I say that. Where did
Goddard went well, right
actually,
before the Cowboys?
Actually, the Ravens traded back and got and still got Hurst.
Yeah,
I can't remember where they went from 16 back. Yeah, and still got him. So I don't know. I thought there was other win now type guys that they could have gone after, and that wasn't. And Marcus Davenport wasn't one of them. I thought the Saints had the worst draft of all the teams.
Really?
And I looked at them all, and I thought they had one of the best last year, and I thought they had one of the worst this year. But my opinion is just based on how I had guys graded, and that is irrelevant.
No, that was just a head-scratcher. Everybody.
That one truly
everybody was like, oh, my God, what are you doing? All right, Adam is with us now on ESPN 97.5. Hey, Adam.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
What's up, man?
Good, good, good. First of all, that was one of the best segments I've heard in a while as well, too. When Jeff told you that he hopes you drink a flat soda, I was dying. But are we just going to ignore the fact that Jeff is also a sexist, telling you to drop your wife over off at his house so she can clean and put things back where she found them?
Yeah, I like sexist, you know what Jeff. I like how he I like how that was his big retort and comeback to your frankly bigoted comment, John.
Yeah. What? I didn't say nothing.
You said wives.
Well, he probably, Jeff has probably.
No,
and,
he doesn't.
And by the way.
No, he doesn't.
They're probably not good, his wives. I don't.
No,
you know
he
what?
Doesn't.
I don't,
yeah, you
know
think
what?
Jeff?
Stop it.
You think Jeff was insulting you? He was making a plea. He, because his wives are trash. So he was hoping you could give him a different wife.
At Del V2. At Del V2.
Oh, well, this
at
is about
him,
this is
Jazz
about,
Apocalypse.
This is one
at him. Jazz Apocalypse.
This is about one specific guy, not the entire Jazz fandom. Although I would assume all their wives are trash. I'm just
Jazz
saying.
Apocalypse.
I'm just saying Jeff's wife is probably trash. That's all.
Wives.
See, John will go wives. I said wife.
Oh, you said wife. Okay, I got
yeah.
you.
Christian is next on ESPN 97.5. Hey, Christian.
Good morning, John Granato, Lance Zerline, and Mr. Olalaye.
It's Olalay, but thank you.
What?
Oh, my bad. I always get that name messed up, even though it's perfectly spelled out on his Twitter account. Anyways. When it comes down to that caller that just called in making the worst bit of radio I've ever heard, I mean,
terrible.
Let's be honest. The dude just made that Ennis guy look, I mean, sound better in comparison. I mean, the dude was just off the wall bonkers. I mean, what the hell was he drinking last night just to make up that phone call?
Not alcohol.
No, he was drinking soda pops.
Nothing that was caffeinated.
No. No. Decaffeinated soda pops.
He could have had, he could have had that gold
some,
can.
Orange Diet Sunkist.
You could have had a Sunkist. Yeah,
could, yeah.
Absolutely.
Diet Sunkist.
Maybe a Fanta.
Maybe.
Big Red.
Oh, what?
I don't know.
No,
actually,
he can't.
Big Red has
he can't.
Caffeine.
That has caffeine.
Okay. Yeah. No wonder my kids get so big.
Yeah, Christian. He was crazy.
I'm
that dude.
With you. That yeah. guy is the worst. I'm glad I wasn't even part of that.
Yeah. Well, you don't want the NFL.com raining down on you.
VA, a Veterans Affairs hospital, is attempting to clean up its facility and its public image after photos of a dirty, unkempt room sparked anger on social media, with a veteran who snapped them suggesting that people like him don't seem to be a priority. Photos taken inside the Department of Veteran Affairs Medical Center in Salt Lake City show an overflowing garbage can exposed medical equipment on the counters and what appears to be plaster splattered on the sink cabinets and floor. U.S. Army vet Christopher Wilson told KUTV that he took the photos during a podiatry appointment on April 5th, said that this was the room in which he was supposed to receive medical injections.
Mm. Utah.
I figured I would say this room's not
filth
clean.
And
take me
Florn,
somewhere else.
Utah.
Nice going, Utah.
Filthy Florn is what
nice
you are.
Nice going, Utah.
Utah. You're
Salt
proud of yourself?
Salt Lake City. Great.
Yeah.
Home of historic floppers,
you know,
screaming fans, and apparently dirty veteran affairs rooms.
Oh, do they care about our veterans there?
No. Do they care about Christopher Wilson? It doesn't appear so.
Apparently not. Dirty medical equipment.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh. I've got to go get some medical
equipment. You know what you hate,
there.
Utah? America. You hate America. Oh, if you don't take care of our soldiers, our vets, you hate America, jerks.
Just, and do you know that when we come back, I'm sure we're like past a break.
Yeah.
I'm sure, probably. Yeah. Not bad.
No.
So when we come back,
we got Q-tip,
I got some really bad news for you, John.
Mm-hmm.
When we come back, Dell's going to have a song for you, and it pretty much spells out why the Rockets are in trouble. And it's in the form of a rap by Z-Dog.
Oh, my God.
The number one Utah Jazz fan. Utah Jazz fan has just now battle-rapped the Rockets, and it is a diss track that is so hot that I don't know that the Rockets will be able to recover.
We'll see. We will see next right here on ESPN. And Q-Tip will get you in as well right here on ESPN 97.5. But I got to talk about my guy over there, John Clay Wolf.
Over point at, five.
I'm going to tell you who ain't Mormon, and it's John Clay Wolf, okay? That dude ain't. Because if you ever listen to his show, they did something on Saturday morning. They did a goat that was in Louisiana having relations with people. And it was a little bit uncomfortable. But here's the deal is if you like that kind of thing, well, then John Clay Wolf is for you. And if you want to sell your car, John Clay Wolf is for you. Give me the VIN.com. He's buying more cars than anybody. And I'm telling you, dude, he told me, yeah, I had a chance to go into radio, and he said, I just can't stop doing this because it's so unbelievable how many people are selling him their cars because he's giving everybody a better price. And he says now is the time. The president's coming out with policy on steel and aluminum, and guess what? Right now is the best time to sell your car because you're going to get the best price because people are so worried about this deal. Look, if you're looking to sell your car, do it. Go to GiveMeTheVIN.com right now and get the best price you can possibly get for that vehicle. GiveMeTheVIN.com. GiveMeTheVIN.com. Tell John Clay Wolf you heard it right here.
To ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
Hey, Rockets. This is Z-Dog. James Harden, you're so fat you look like a Oompa Loompa. Chris Paul, you look like Peter Griffin. Who the heck is Good Paul? Rockets, you are not making the finals this year. My Jazz are going to sweep you in the second round. Rockets fans, you better bow down to Z-Dog. I'm your king. Show me some respect. Hey, Rockets. You're gonna get 4-0'd to my Jazz. Joe Ingles is gonna expose you. Donovan will show James Harden the spin cycle. And Ray Gobert is gonna make Clint Capella his slave.
What? Did he say slave?
Who knows? Maybe Mitt Romney will show up to the Jazz and Rockets game.
Mitt Romney?
Who knows? Maybe Z-Dog will show up to the game also.
Is this Jeff?
Z-Dog at round two? If you do see me at that game, better take a picture with me. Free pictures with Z-Dog. Houston, you're not going to the finals. Mike D'Antoni, you're so ugly. You look like those spicy chicken nuggets at Burger King. Houston Rockets, you got the worst fans ever. Houston fans smell like weed. They are so booty flakes. They think they're good in that. No way James Harden is dropping 60 on the Jazz. That's not going to happen. Gobert's going to injure James Harden.
pause.
I hope Chris Paul gets
hold on. Injured. Pause, Dell. Pause. Gobert's going to injure James Harden. Harden's not going to drop 60 on the Jazz. Okay.
Mike D'Antoni looks like the spicy chicken nuggets at Burger King.
Yeah. Houston fans smell like weed.
What?
Which some do.
Yeah.
Some do.
Yeah, and?
You are the worst. Mike, I like that he doesn't have anything written down. It's a total freestyle. Mike D'Antoni, you are ugly, and you look like spicy nuggets from Burger King.
Wait a minute.
By the way, he'll also hit on French fries from Wendy. Rudy Gobert is going to make Clint Capela his slave. That was actually in the song by Z-Dog. Maybe Mitt Romney will be at this game. Maybe Z-Dog's going to be at the game. Take a picture with me. It's free pictures with Z-Dog.
What now?
Okay, put it back on. Let's see if he has anyone else becoming slaves or not scoring 60. Because Bwet's shooting
he
high,
doesn't
Z-Dog.
Have any handles. If I'm not mistaken, Kyrie's better than Chris Paul. Left one assist to end this round. Hey, Rockets, you suck. This is Z-Dog. Respect your boy. Peace. And I'm around too.
I don't know that the Rockets can come back from that. I mean, granted, they're not going to get swept now, but I'm guessing Z-Dog has a new battle rap called 4-1 is coming. I don't know if you come back from that, to be honest with you. When you have a diss track that hits you that hard, it's like Meek Mill. Meek Mill actually benefited from going to jail for a while because he was just getting just crushed by Drake, and he was having a heart. Now he's like back on people's good graces. Hey, free Meek Mill. Meek Mill's free. Yay. You know, I feel like as a Rocket fan, it's the same thing. When Meek got slaughtered, I feel the same way. What Z-Dog just put down in a freestyle, no less, I'm not sure Rockets fans are going to come back from this one. I just hope James doesn't. Well, he already said James isn't getting 60.
Well,
he may get 44, but he's not getting 60. And Rudy Gobert will injure James Harden, he said.
And make Capela his slave.
Yeah, I mean, this is going to be a busy series for Rudy Gobert.
He was busy.
He's going to, you know, he's going to enslave someone and injure the MVP.
He was busy, you know, what with all those field goals.
Yeah,
he had in game one.
Rudy doesn't even have to even shoot.
He didn't get a shot off. He didn't get a shot off in the first three quarters.
He didn't get a shot off.
Anyway, so Z-Dog. After Jeff, we got Z-Dog throwing shots as well. I don't know that Houston's can take this.
I don't think we're going to – like I said, it's going to be hard to bounce back from this one,
yeah.
What Z-Dog just put on us.
Uh-huh. And Jeff, after Jeff. As soon as it gets up on the – by the way, people are saying, how can we share Jeff's call? As soon as we get it up, we'll let you know. It'll be on Podcast Arena, right, Del? Or on the website? It'll be on both. And if you're not following ESPN 97.5, they retweet that stuff all the time. They retweet segments from the shows. So
follow
them, and you'll get it. And they'll 97.5. Josh will put that out there for everybody.
And articles that are on Facebook, stuff like that. So Z-Dog's freestyle might be looking at whatever is in his room. That actually feels like that could be accurate.
Yeah, that could be.
You are stupid. He probably, like a piece of balled up paper towel.
He probably had some Burger King spicy nuggets right in front of him.
Because there's another rap. You were out one time. We played one of his other raps where he said, you are worse than the Baconator fries from Wendy's. Like, he eats fast food, clearly, because he legitimately – he talked about Baconator fries from Wendy's, and he's mentioned the chicken finger fries. Like, he's mentioned fast food stuff a lot. A lot.
Do we have Q-Tip still there? All right, let's get Q-Tip in here. He's been waiting a little while. What do you say, Q-Tip?
Hey, guys. What's going on? Great show.
Thank you.
Thanks,
appreciate
it.
Hey, Jeff Cohn, who's awesome, who's so affected that I decided to convert to Mormonism. But before I do that, I really need to hear from some female Mormons to find out if it's true, if they like their bottoms. I'm going to listen in, and I'm your guy. Hang up and listen.
All right. He's not. That's not. I think that was trash talking. I just think. I think he was trying to trash talk us is all I think that was.
I think tongue dart Chris would be a good Mormon. Don't you, Del?
No, I don't think that's what they. I think he was just trash talking us and telling us to do that.
Oh,
because
are you sure that that's not part of the whole deal?
I don't think so. I think that was just trash talk.
Hmm. He talked a lot about eating booty.
And I don't know that you're going to find a lot of Latinos.
That's weird. We'll have it out there. For those of you that are just in your car and you haven't heard Jeff, his call, we will get it out there.
And John and I are going to be in a lot of trouble because, and hopefully Dell too, for being what he, I consider Dell the guy that actually started that yesterday.
Yeah. No, well, yeah. I think so, too.
They are
savages. Savages.
I don't even know that song.
You don't?
Well, now I do.
You never watched – your kids didn't watch Pocahontas?
I don't remember. I just not – I can't even remember players I did last – that I wrote last week on profiles. I can't remember Pocahontas.
Oh, my God. My kids – yeah, they watched Pocahontas 100 times. I never really thought of it that the song was all that offensive until Del brought it to light, really.
You didn't think the words – they're not like you and me, so that means they must be evil?
Yes, I didn't.
I think that was intentionally to show those were the bad guys.
Well, yeah. Clearly.
Yeah. I always knew that that was bad thinking.
They went in hard on the lyrics now.
Look, there's a second verse where the Native Americans are attacking the white people, too, but that one doesn't get as much play because, you know, the white people had guns and they were firing on them.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Well, listen, art sometimes mimics life, reality. Okay.
Do you tell like that we have to wait so long now for playoff basketball games? Like, you don't have to worry about your players being tired anymore because they get
I think
more
they're trying to get
in
the East to catch up. They want, the East, he had two seven-game series over there.
You're right, because we don't see any more.
Yeah, they had two.
Well, except game 6 to game 7 potentially would go from Thursday to Monday. A game 7 versus Utah would go to a Monday. It would skip Friday, Saturday, Sunday if there's a
That's
game 7.
Dumb.
I guess it's because of the travel. You know, if you got to game 7.
No, they draw this thing out just horrifically. I don't know. But why would you not play on the weekend? I don't get it. Let's get Eric Wong in here. He's got some thoughts on the Jazz. What do you say, Eric Wong?
Hey, guys. I called ESPN 700 and I defended y'all.
You did.
I told them that they're not racist. They like strippers of any color. And then I asked them,
you can't have Eric
my stripper girlfriend went to Menage a Trois, and they said, we don't talk about that kind of stuff here in Mormon country. And they hung up on me.
No way.
We don't want Eric Wong defending us to anybody. What is wrong with you, John?
We don't talk about that kind of stuff.
We don't need Eric. We don't want
Eric
on our behalf.
We need Eric on that wall.
No,
we don't want Eric on that wall.
We don't want him defending the show.
So Eric,
Del, does that sound good
thank
to you?
Thank you. Call back again, Eric. Call them again.
I'm fine with that. I mean, he didn't call the correct station because the guys who have a problem with this are like 1280 The Zone or whatever. But
they're like, what are you even talking about?
They didn't. John, they probably didn't know what he was talking about.
Lamont wants to see Gilbert versus Z-Dog. That would be a rap battle for the ages, right?
I have never heard Gilbert rap.
I've never heard Gilbert rap either, but.
And by the way, did you catch that?
Pac versus Big. Biggie.
It's not Pac versus Pac. Biggie.
Pac. Pac.
Did Z-Dog mention booty flakes after the weed comment?
What's he did.
The jazz fans, but I don't know what booty flakes are, but Z-Dog, that's one of the hot burns that he put on the Rockets, so. And KJ says, damn, Z-Dog was so confident when he said, and if I'm not mistaken, Kyrie has better handles than CP3. Wow, what a burn. You know what? You're not mistaken. He does.
Yeah.
So, Kyrie's out for the year. No one cares.
Here we go. It's on ESPN. ESPN 975. You got to follow him. And get the Jeff call is on there. So, follow ESPN 9 at ESPN 975. And you will listen to the Jeff call. It is it's special. It is really special. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here on ESPN 97.5. Save people some money, Lance.
Let's talk about Bill Advisor. Let's talk about my man, Lanny. I don't care if you live in Salt Lake. I don't care if you live in Los Angeles. I don't care if you live In Cleveland, I don't care if you live in Houston, Bill Advisor can work for you. For one low monthly fee of $12.99 a month, they will renegotiate your bills so that you get the same bills that new customers get. Why do new customers get all those sweet introductory rates, but you don't? Well, you may. The longer you're with the company, the more they take advantage of you. That's a sad but true reality. They'll throw you some bones, make you think that you're getting, like, we gave you a $5 credit on this. Aw, we're going to give you a free weekend of HBO. Aw, guys, you love me so much. How about the fact that I have, like, HBO free for the next 3 years because I had Bill Advisor hook me up on some kind of special internet deal that they got for me that they were giving away to new customers. That's what they do for you. And if they can't save you $300, you get all your money back plus an Amazon gift card. It's that simple. The average person saves between $800 or $900, with several people saving well over $1,000 and $2,000. I've saved $3,400 over the last 2 years between home, auto, energy, internet, cell phone, home phone, all of them. And I couldn't be happier with Bill Advisor. Go to BillAdvisor.com or text GO to 232323. That's text GO to 232323. Get it, Z-Dog.
You look like Peter Griffin. Who the heck is Cliff Paul? Rockets, you are not making the finals this year. My Jazz are going to sweep you in the second round. Rockets fans, you better bow down to Z-Dog. I'm your king. Show me some respect. Hey, Rockets.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. John and Lance along with Dell. Raheel will be here soon. We're at Constellation Field where the Skeeter's going to be going at it today.
Yep.
So get on. Actually, doubleheader. You got this game at 11, and then you got U of H and Sam Houston State going at it at 6, I want to say. 6:30, somewhere in there.
Yeah, I got to get the field right again.
But so, you Cougs, you got to come on down here and watch your team play, and you Sam Houston State people, those people need to come here as well.
See, I don't think you were asking about the Freddies. I don't think they're here. I think that's just advertising.
Yeah. Oh, they don't have Freddy's in the ballpark?
I don't know. Maybe they do.
I don't know. No? No Freddy's in the ballpark? So. Anyway, Freddy's. I was just asking if you've had it. I haven't had
it's
a Freddy's
supposed
burger.
To be pretty. Yeah, I think
Del, Freddy's burgers, they any good?
I've never had them. I've had their desserts. They're really good.
I think it's kind of like Steak and Shake, that same category, yeah.
You think it's just like Steak
you and Shake? You know what I like better? I like the flat-top burgers, I think, better than grilled burgers, like the kind that you press down.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Miller's. You ever go to Well, Miller's is great, but also, what's the one? Bel Air Broiler Burger?
They're good.
Oh, they're dope.
I'll tell you what, though, out here, Tornado Burger.
Yeah, really good out here.
Unbelievable.
Yep.
That really jalapeno good. Burger they got? Holy crap.
It's like a mama burger because they bake, they crush it into the burger patty and then cook it with it in there. It's good.
And then they throw everything on there? Yep. That thing is awesome. Raheel, you go there? Oh, yeah. Yeah, Tornado Burger?
Those burgers are barely even human.
What? You see, you got that in your head
I
now.
I know.
You got that in your head. 713-780-3776. We've had a lot of Jazz talk this morning. I guess we buried the lead, right, Del? We were talking Astros baseball to start things off.
You took some heat here. I saved these. Tucker's heating up in the minors, but Astros are fourth in the majors in runs scored. Let's not pretend it's an emergency. Tony says, will someone tell John that pitching's more important than hitting? TB Tailgaters, somebody tell Granato the Astros are fourth in runs scored.
Okay.
Let's be
honest. And what did I say to them? Did you see my answer?
What'd you say?
Oh, what are you going to put up, your fourth place banner? Great. Last year they were first in runs.
You don't get banners for runs scored.
Yes, there is. They got the silver slugger for runs scored last year.
John sounds like Charlie when he wanted Springer called up. Dude, Charlie went in on the Astros every single day. Yeah. When George Springer wasn't up, like every day, Charlie would go in on the Astros.
Well, but that was understandable.
That was more, yeah, that was
that's
more
understandable. They weren't.
Well, they were in
they
desperate
were terrible.
Times. There was no one to even cheer for.
No, but they were terrible. Why would you start the clock? Here's the deal: start the clock on Tucker. Who cares? You're a freaking unbelievable organization. Who cares when you start his clock? And, oh, by the way, if you start his clock now, you still get the extra year. The Super 2 clock for guys that aren't on the 40-man, he can come up and get the extra year. It's what they do. Did anybody see Gleyber Torres last night? Dude can rake. Oh, by the way, he took one off the wall.
Do you not think they can win without Tucker?
Yeah, but why not make it easier? Well, you know what would have happened last night if Tucker was up?
They'd
have scored seven.
I don't know about that.
If Tucker, I'm sick of George Springer coming to the plate with nobody on. He's got 120 at-bats this year. He's come to the plate with no one on 86 times.
You better prepare
yourself. You know why? Because the bottom of the order sucks this year. You know why they were good last year and scored a lot of runs? Because the bottom of the order was awesome. Yes. Okay, wait a minute. So if you bring up Tucker, by this guy's, okay, someone explained to John that pitching's more important than hitting. Oh, really? Because if you bring up Tucker, you lose all your pitchers. I forgot. So you're going to have, okay, so Verlander, you're going to have to trade him because you brought Tucker up. What? What is that? What is hitting have to do? What does pitching have to do with bringing Tucker up?
You know who the most mad person is right now? Ken Giles. They're like, those radio a-holes have no problem talking about me when I do bad, but when I go in and dominate the Yankees, nothing. Can Giles get some love?
I love Giles. I always have.
It's a great game.
Yeah.
I think that was a great game.
And I think big ups to AJ as well because he knew how to handle this situation.
See how Giles, how pumped up he was after the game, dude?
But AJ knew how to handle this situation. Dude was struggling. Okay, I'm not going to say he's not our closer. I'm not saying he is. I'm not saying anything.
I don't think the Astros have a closer right now. I don't know.
Well, they do now after
last
night.
Peacock was supposed to be.
Yes, but he couldn't handle it. And so, you know what he did? He brought him in a key situation, and you know what? He didn't come through, so beat it. Now Davinsky, come in and give up a smash and let him smash one off you. But then, you know what he did? He said, okay, Giles, come on. I remember you. Remember Giles? Yeah, I remember. And look what Giles did last night. AJ handled it perfectly. AJ's pretty damn good. I want to say this. I'm going to say this right now. I think AJ Hinch is a pretty damn good manager.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I said it. There.
You're putting yourself out there today.
You're damn right I am. But here's the deal. AJ knew how to handle that situation. And this whole – but he's not handling the bottom of the order well. I'm just going to say that.
What?
Okay?
What?
He's not. Okay? Fisher's hitting, so he benches him. What? And puts Marisnik and Gattis in. What? Fisher starts to hit. Let him hit. Let him go, AJ. Take the leash off him. Dude, all of a sudden he's making some nice contact. He hit
I don't
a couple
know that
of
I'm really feeling Derek Fisher.
I'm not either. But you know what? At least he was hitting, and he puts Gattis in. Gattis is lost, dude.
You keep on with your Derek Fisher love. I'm going to keep saying I want Kyle Tucker up. You can continue to say, oh, Fisher. I want Tucker.
Okay.
So
who's the number one cheerleader for Tucker? Me. I'm just saying, if you're going to put anybody in, don't put Marisnik in.
Hey, can you
don't put Gattis in. Put Fisher in. At least he's hitting the ball now.
What is my – I got a radio job. Is my primary job because it pays my insurance? I always think if you got a job that pays your insurance, that's your job.
That's what you think?
Yeah. If you have something that pays insurance, that's your job.
No, my wife has a job that pays our insurance, but go ahead.
The second job –
because she works for Disney.
Sometimes you just take the best shot.
That's right.
The second job I have is with NFL doing draft prospects. I just got in Twitter, Raheel Ramzanali, a look at the top NFL prospects for 2019. That's supposed to be my job, and he wrote that for SportsMap today.
Okay, so SportsMap, he's got the – okay, who's he got as number one? Drew
number
Locke,
one, or? Prototypical pocket quarterback
with
big arms.
Oh, he's got Ed
arm.
Oliver.
No, he doesn't. Number one, prototypical pocket quarterback with big arm. Quarterback underachieving Power 5 school. He's a guy that teams tank for because in the NFL, you need a quarterback to win it all. It doesn't matter if this guy's team didn't make it to the college football playoffs because, well, he didn't have enough talent. Scouts will love this kid's arm and poise in the pocket because it fits the NFL. He might not be the best athlete in the draft, but, man, he fits the mold. Number two, looks the part defensive end, middle of the pack SEC team. If you can't build through a quarterback, then you better start thinking about the defensive line because disruption. Sure, this guy doesn't have the ungodly numbers that you might want from a defensive end in terms of sacks, but my God, does he disrupt.
He's the most talented player in this year's draft.
Raheel.
Number three, really good running back that could never go number one because NFL running back, a Big Ten school. I get it. There's no value at taking a really good running back in the draft because you can always find a gem later in the drafts. So we can't rank this guy too high just yet. Sure, he'll measure really well and maybe even be the number one pick in some mock drafts following the combine, but soon we will all come back down to earth and put him in his place by dropping him down the rankings. This is actually brilliant.
That is.
Number four, franchise-saving offensive lineman for your franchise quarterback, OT, a school in a state that exports meat or cheese. Boy, they sure do grow big and insert any school in the Big Ten or SEC, don't they? I know line picks aren't sexy, but damn, they make sense. So you have to insert one in the top five. Number five, talented quarterback that nobody really watches all season long, but has all the tools. Quarterback, some school that has a farm animal as a mascot. Number six, uber-talented defensive player that should have been allowed to enter the draft as at 18, defensive tackle Houston. That seems more specific.
Yeah.
And then it goes down. Number nine is this guy is a winner, quarterback, a college football playoff school. Number 10, another O-line stud, guard, Big Ten school. You guys really need to see this.
Well, you've already read it all, so they don't have to.
No, there's
a real. You're going to get zero clicks.
Saved you a click.
That's it.
I'm going to actually retweet this even later in the day.
That is, you know what? You ought to put that on NFL.com. That should be, you know what? Don't you have to do a piece today? Just take Raheel's name off it and put it out there.
That's a great idea.
You know that?
I'm actually going to break down all the Texans draft picks, but I should do that. By the way, we now have another rap from a guy who's a fan of Z-Dog until he comes at my Rockets. Come at me, bruh. Calling out Z-Dog.
Uh-oh.
Come back. Because there's a rap. Somebody else did a rap. A battle rap at Z-Dog. I hope it's not ugly. I hope there's not bad words.
There are bad words, I would imagine. It's a rap. It's got to have bad words in it. All right, should we get Steven in here before we take a break? Or we got to break here, Dell? Live from Constellation Field, where your Skeeter's going at it today at 11. We'll be broadcasting live. Dell and Raheel will be doing their show live from here while that game is going on. And then tonight, you've got U of H and Sam Houston State going at it right here. So a doubleheader at Constellation Field today. Come on out to Constellation. If you haven't never been here, this is just a beautiful, beautiful park. Come hang out right here on ESPN 97.5.
Misty Clinic wants you to head on out there. I'm going to go there after the show, as a matter of fact, to 1801 Durham, Durham at I-10. It's right there in the strip center near Samurai Noodles, and then there's a Hunan restaurant, and then on the other side, there's a Starbucks. You can't miss it, guys. Just pull in, run in there, and they will actually get you taken care of fairly quickly. They're open from 8 to 5, but they're also open on Saturdays if that's more convenient. I think one of the best times is just heading in, taking an early lunch, going in at about 10:30, hitting your lunch break at 11, and you're good. And, yeah, I said 30 minutes because a lot of times you need about 15, sometimes 10 minutes to get in. They check your vitals. They check your weight. They want to make sure you don't have any weight gain, weight loss. Make sure your vitals are good. They really do go about making sure that you get the optimal benefits from your testosterone treatment. And when your treatment gets you back to where you should be at higher levels, like when you're in your 20s and 30s, man, you feel better. Your workouts go better. You start to see differences with your body type. I mean, it can help you with libido. It can help you with drive on the weekend, just going out and doing things, living life. I mean, if you're just bogged down right now and you're in a funk that you can't get out of, that could actually be low testosterone level. So go get tested. They'll get results quickly at any of the four locations in Pasadena, in Pearland, the location in Cypress at 290 and Barker Cypress, or right there in the Heights at I-10 and Durham. But I can promise you this, it was one of the best moves I ever made. It's going to be one of the best moves that you make as well. Super easy, super convenient, and in most cases, your insurance company is going to pick up the tab for you. Go to menstclinic.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
What's up? My name is
I just like the sound. D-Zog calling out Z-Dog. Where you at, bro? Let's go, let's go. Rockets in five. Jazz suck, though.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 Live from Constellation Field. Come on out today. Your Skeeters in action at 11. And then the second game tonight, I think 6 o'clock, is Sam Houston State and University of Houston.
Listen.
They came at my bro. James Harden might smell like weed, but Rubio looks like his pants are free. It's all good. I like booty flakes. James Harden, he puts on them shakes. Their knees break. He drinks a 3. Oh, look, that's more pee. Z-Dog, yo, just suck. I'm D-Zog, and I'm all luck. Rockets take this in 5. I'm wondering if you'll still be alive. Yo, Z-Dog.
He did say booty flakes.
I'm sorry, bruh. Cause you just suck, huh? Calling you out. Although I'm a fan. However, you can't take this man. Rockets win. Jazz suck. Z-Dog.
Z-Dog and the answer to Z-Dog.
Suck. Huh. Sorry, bruh. It's just the truth. You can't handle the truth. You can't handle the truth. Rockets in 5.
That's good.
Watch that ish. It's all about the Rockets. Watch that
ish. This rivalry is kicked up a notch. What was Z-Dog and what is this? The answer?
Yeah, this guy literally answers directly. Yeah, he's got – sometimes it's not just beats. Yeah, sometimes you got to have some lyrics. They both – it feels like they both spent the same amount of time working on the lyrics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. But there was a booty flake mentioned.
Can somebody do some type of freestyle about Kyle Tucker getting up to the bigs?
That'd be awesome.
Because we're past the Super 2 deadline. And also about the Astros not scoring enough runs for John because you don't get fourth place banners.
No, there's no fourth place banners, okay? But there are for most runs scored.
Evan Gattis.
Where's that one hanging?
Get a hit, bro.
Yeah, I was there last night, Del.
You saw the most runs scored
most
banner?
Most runs scored banner, yeah.
Was it being overshadowed by the World Series banner?
They still are taking the cover off of it. It's taken a while. Yeah, just like the World Series banner. Yep. Yep.
So do we expect that most runs scored unveiled banner to be what? End of the series, end of the season? When will we actually see it?
It's going to take a while.
Okay.
It's going to take a while. Yeah, to unveil it. Yep. It's going to take a while. Let's get Steven in here. He's been waiting. Hey, Steven, how are you?
Hey, guys. I just wanted to think that, Kenneth Giles over there is following the Rick Vaughn story arc. Last year during the regular season, he was playoff Rick Vaughn from Major League One.
Right.
Now, into the playoffs last year, he was getting cocky, getting thrown to the Eliminator and the Terminator there in Major League Two, and now he's put the horn rim glasses back on and looking like Giles from last year.
I tell you what, you just nailed it. He is following the story arc of all of the major leagues, so now, hopefully, he's got his glasses back on. He's got his lines shaved in his head again, and he's good to go.
Did you ever see the picture of Giles after the postseason with a cigar?
Zero bleeps given?
Yep. Zero Fs given.
I just felt like that's probably not the shirt after you were banished from the team
but,
in the postseason. But I don't want to – now you're getting me talking about bad Giles. I just want to talk about good Yankee killer.
I loved
killer.
It, though.
I want to talk
you
about
why?
The Yankee killer.
No, I loved it, though. You said, he lost his confidence and all.
Yeah.
That shirt told me. You know what that shirt told me? He didn't lose nothing. Okay.
Well,
he's still Giles
you
going.
Don't,
you know
you don't
what?
Pitch in a sleeveless shirt. And
zero
a,
bleeps given.
You don't pitch in a sleeveless shirt and with a cigar. You got to go out and do what he did yesterday.
Which that's what he did.
He had his nasty.
Maybe it was in your head. It wasn't in his head. Okay. Maybe.
And actually, he hasn't been bad lately.
No.
He's actually he had a little stumble early in the season. He's actually come. He's come back to.
It's what
form,
he does
actually.
Though, dude. He's bad at the beginning of the year.
I know, but I'm also worried about. Well, I'm also worried about being bad at the end of the year.
You're worried about bad beginning and end?
Yeah.
No. Yeah. He was bad at the end of the year. Maybe this year he's going to be unbelievable. We don't know.
Yeah.
All right? But I do know this. My manager, AJ, knew how to handle it, and he handled it perfectly. Okay? It's just this Kyle Tucker thing they're screwing up badly. But you know what? Somebody sent a picture of Luno. Okay? Let this man do his job. Yeah.
Yeah.
He needs.
Is it Luno with the sunglasses?
Yeah.
Yeah. That one.
That one.
Do you know you and him could do an entire show in Spanish? In an interview in Spanish?
Yeah.
You know he's from Mexico City, right?
Yeah, no. You tried to get him a you wanted him to get
Pujol.
You a reservation.
I wanted him to see if he could hook me up at Pujol.
No, he's like, I don't know. What?
He eats at Pujol.
No, he was like, it's a good place.
He said he knew people there.
Yeah, he's like, what do you want?
He said
You want me to make you a reservation? What do I look like, your maitre d'?
You had people help
I'm
you.
I'm trying to win a world title.
He did. He can't make a call to Pujol and say, hey, there's a guy here who is, we call Mr. Baseball.
Yeah.
Do you think you can get him? Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah.
I've seen it.
Thank you.
I'd rather he do that after, like, a win. You just like zero bleeps given?
Yeah. That's my favorite shirt ever because he don't give a bleep. Zero bleeps given. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here on ESPN 97.5, our Astros taking care of business. And now you got Verlander against Montgomery tonight. By the way, there's absolutely zero. You know who doesn't give zero bleeps about Montgomery? Verlander. Zero bleeps given about Montgomery tonight. How about Keuchel gets Severino? You know? I mean, of all the guys, you know, Keuchel's probably like, what the bleep? And then this weekend.
I got news for you. Severino's getting ready to get messed up, and Keuchel's going to deal. This is going to be a great game. This is going to be a great series for the Astros.
I told you they were going to. You had two choices. Sweep or
three out of four? It's a three game, right? Oh, is it a four game?
Four game.
I'm off Thursday. I'm back on Friday. By the time I come back on Friday, we'll be talking about either sweep or soft sweep. One or the other. Soft sweep is when you win the first three and you lose the last one in close
You're
fashion.
You're off Thursday this week?
Yeah.
I would, that's good to know.
Yeah, thanks for letting everyone know.
Yeah, I put it out there a couple weeks ago.
You did? Oh,
yeah. Sorry. So we must have confused with all the other days you've been off.
Yeah.
I was only off for 2 days last week.
What?
Really.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was there Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I was off Thursday, Friday.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You did call the show.
You did call
the
show.
I forgot you called the show.
I had to do it on the phone. Yeah. That was a delightful treat for everyone.
Yeah. I forgot you called in. You're a caller. You're like Jeff from Utah.
I was a long-time caller, first-time holder, long-time
Somebody said
on
here,
the line.
No way that's a real caller.
What? What are you talking about?
No way
Clearly,
that's a real
he said,
caller.
You don't even wipe and you don't wash your hands. That had to be a caller, dude.
If you haven't heard, go to at ESPN 975. You should be following at ESPN 975 anyway. And the call from Jeff this morning was probably one of the greatest calls in radio history. So you're gonna have to listen to that
so
if you haven't heard it.
We don't have the next Jazz Rockets game isn't until tomorrow. But with all that said, it's not going to go as easily. The Rockets kind of took their foot off the gas, but do you think it will go just as easily in game two?
No.
The game one was very similar to game one of the Minnesota Timberwolves, only the game was actually closer despite the fact that James Harden went off. James Harden went off the same way. Clint Capella went off the same way. Chris Paul struggled with turnovers the same way.
But he had 17 points.
But you smashed him at halftime.
Yeah, he had 17 points, though. And other guys, and P.J. Tucker was knocking down threes,
Do they have
too,
enough?
As opposed to game one against Minnesota, nobody did anything.
Like, they can't win with just Donovan Mitchell. They're going to have to have somebody go off.
Gobert was non-existent offensively.
Yeah, and they're going to have to make threes to keep up with the Rockets.
Yeah, they'll be better in game
it.
Two, but you know what? The Rockets are just a better team. They're 5-0 against them this year. They don't match. Utah just doesn't match up well. What do you call it, Dell? It's just numbers.
The math and how they play the game. But that's great and all, but hey, break killer. Can we go to break, please?
Yeah.
Because we got to welcome in Sports Map as well.
Oh, and Raheel.
And Raheel. He might want to get on his own show at some point if Lance stops talking.
The Bagwan.
The Sports Bagwan. But what you need to talk about is Craig DeSurf.
I'm going
to
tell you about Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. If you head down to Angleton, they say, look, we understand it may be a 40-45-minute drive for you, but we're going to make it worth thousands to you. And how do they do that? Well, first and foremost, their overhead's not as expensive in Angleton, I can tell you that. And the second thing is, they just have more vehicles in stock for you. Right now, there's 213 vehicles available right now. If you go to LanceZCars.com, it'll give you a chance to search for new, for used, for certified. You got 2017, 2018. So when I have new 2018, I'm going to look at the, let's go with Chevy Silverado for you pickup truck, and I'm going to get the biggest, baddest Chevy Silverado pickup truck. There's one right there that's specifically ready for you. They've got four more. If you're looking for the 2500, if you're looking for the 1500, they've got 48 available for you. It's very easy to track the vehicles you want and see if they have the interior features and colors and exterior colors that you're looking for. Get the SUV you want. Get the crossover vehicle you want. Get the car you want. Here's another big thing that they do. They are super aggressive with their trade-in value because they want you to get the most money you possibly can with for your trade-ins. And what that does for you is it gives you another quote-unquote better deal. And when I say better deal, I mean from the time you pull into the lot until the time you leave, you're going to have advantages as a buyer. You control the car buying experience. Gulf Coast Chevy, Buick GMC. Go to LanceZCars.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.